Journal Entry 51. The first thing I noticed about the Heroes of the Earth members is that they all dress pretty much the same. Same drab brown clothes, not much in the jewelry selection, except for mother and father, and they both wore the same medallion around their necks. I'm thinking it's their symbol of authority. Why do people who are trying to save the Earth always wear boring clothes? You never see any brightly colored outfits with outlandish jewelry. Everything is earth tone. With one exception, everyone in this community have striped red hair. I'm sure that must be a symbol of something. Joshua and I were sitting in the back of the tent. Father and mother entered and walked slowly to the podium. Father raised a hand in a motion to silence everyone. Suddenly, the tent breaks out in new pace, new pace, new pace. I almost fell out of my chair. I didn't realize one of the members was standing directly behind me. I think I now have hearing loss in my right ear. It was a very sweet, welcoming statement to everyone in attendance. Then the sermon began. At least it felt like a sermon to me. I was expecting everyone to break out in song and then fall to his or her knees and beg forgiveness for offending Mother Earth. Joshua kept looking at me and rolling his eyes. I could tell Father touched him with the sermon. It lasted a good 45 minutes, maybe less, but it felt at least that long. Mother and Father exited the tent as slowly as they entered, and then another community member took the podium. He gave an invitation to those moved by the sermon to join the Heroes of the Earth community. Apparently, Mother and Father were making an honest effort to spread the word throughout the world and gain new members on the way. Joshua and I weren't interested in joining this quaint little community, but we were interested in talking to Mother and Father. Joshua and I left the tent searching for answers. You can always tell where the leaders are hanging out. They are usually in the tent with all the guards on the outside. We walked towards the tent, but didn't get very close before we were stopped by guards. Maddie.